Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take different sources, sometimes unusual ones, zoom right in, and see what we can learn.
And hopefully turn it into something clear and useful for you listening.
Exactly. And today, well, it's a fascinating one, really specific.
Okay.
Our source material is, get this, excerpts from A Dog Walker's Guide to Self-Defense Tools.
Wow. Okay. That is specific. Dog walking self-defense.
Right. And it just shows how, you know, practical stuff can spark some really deep thinking, even everyday things.
Definitely.
So the main thing, the nugget we're focusing on today, comes straight from a heading in this guide.
Okay, what is it?
It asks, what makes a self-defense tool effective for dog walkers? And that's our mission today, to really appreciate how just asking that question phrased exactly that way is insightful in itself.
So not necessarily the answers that follow, but the question itself.
Precisely. How framing the question perfectly can, like, unlock understanding, even if the answers aren't laid out right there.
Yeah, I can see that. It immediately makes it practical, doesn't it? It grounds the whole idea of self-defense in a, well, a very real-world activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often we think about safety in general terms, but adding for dog walkers, that puts real constraints and specifics on it.
Yeah, exactly. Suddenly it's not abstract anymore.
And what's really interesting, as you said, is that this excerpt we have, it asks the question.
Right.
But it actually stops there. It doesn't give the list of criteria or the tools or the how-to.
No.
So our deep dive is purely about what we gain just from seeing that question identified and framed so clearly. The question is the takeaway here.
Yeah, that's the crucial bit. So, okay, what does that mean for us, for you listening? We really want to dig into the power of getting the question right. Especially one that's so, you know, relevant to just going about your day. It's not just what it asks, but what it makes us do, how it shifts our thinking. Okay, let's unpack this then. So we've got this very clear, very pointed question. What makes a self-defense tool effective for dog walkers? When you first hear that, just the question, what sort of things pop into your head, even without the guide's answers?
Well, straight away, it forces you to think beyond generic advice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just what's a good tool. It's good in this context. You immediately start thinking, okay, dog walker probably has one hand on a leash.
Right. Maybe juggling poop bags, too.
Huh. Yeah, possibly. Needs something quick to access, maybe something usable with one hand. What if the dog reacts, gets involved? All these specific scenarios start bubbling up, just triggered by the way the question is framed. The guide doesn't even need to list them in this part. The question itself surfaces those implied challenges.
Yeah, I see that. It's like a really good problem statement in engineering or design.
Exactly.
It instantly stops you from just, you know, grabbing any old answer off the shelf and makes you think critically about utility, specific utility.
Precisely. And it signals that the answers probably aren't simple or one size fits all. If the guide bothers to ask it so specifically, it implies a tailored solution is needed.
But, okay, couldn't someone say, well, that's great, but I want the answers? Isn't focusing just on a question a bit unsatisfying?
Yeah.
People want solutions, right?
That's a really fair point. We are kind of wired to look for the solution, the answer, the list.
Yeah.
But I think the real insight here is understanding that defining the problem well is a huge part of the solution, this question. It acts like a filter.
A filter. How so?
Well, it immediately filters out tons of generic self-defense options that just wouldn't work well when you're managing a dog on a leash. It directs your focus automatically towards a much smaller, more relevant set of possibilities or criteria. It's teaching you how to think about the problem effectively for that specific situation. And maybe that's actually more valuable in the long run than just being handed a list.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just like a prompt. It's almost a thinking tool itself,
right?
A framework.
Yeah, a mental framework. That's a good way to put it.
The question itself does some of the heavy lifting guiding your analysis. It takes this potentially overwhelming task, choose a self-defense tool, and makes it much more focused and manageable.
Mm-hmm.
It really does change how you look at problem solving, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just finding the right question is the hardest part.
Absolutely. And that's, I think, the core takeaway from this specific source excerpt. Sometimes the most potent piece of insight isn't a data dump. It's just a perfectly formed question.
Right.
And this one, what makes a self-defense tool effective for dog walkers? It's such a practical starting point for thinking about safety, about preparation in a, you know, a real situation. It forces you to define what effective even means in that context.
So thinking about you, the listener,
mm.
when you hear that question, what does it make you consider? What kinds of specific needs or challenges for a dog walker immediately jump out
yeah.
just from hearing it phrased that way?
Yeah, give that some thought.
And maybe one final thing for you to chew on. If you had to write the next section of that guide, the part that actually answers the question, what makes a self-defense tool effective for dog walkers? What's the very first, the most essential quality you would list?
That's a good one. The absolute number one characteristic. What would it be for you and why? Think about that until our next deep dive.